Pulling Apart Cycles in the Dairy Market. We're visiting today with Mark Stevenson, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Mark, we're going to talk about cycles in the dairy market. Go ahead and tell us what a cycle is.
Well, you can have a number of different kinds of cycles, and we do actually in the dairy industry. One of them is just an annual cycle. That is that over time we've seen that prices tend to be higher in the fall when we're relatively short of milk and lower in the spring when we have our flush of milk.
And that's an annual cycle. Is there a broader sense of looking at cycles?
The cycle that's become dominant has been one that's just a little bit more than 3 years in length. We're seeing some pretty big peaks and occasionally some fairly low troughs on milk prices, and those are happening with a regularity that is somewhat predictable.
Can you describe that predictability?
Good example is, for whatever reason, if we had a really big milk price and a highly profitable year, it's a signal to a dairy farmer that says the market wants more milk. And by the time that you make a decision to not cull a cow that you might have otherwise and get that extra calf out of her and raise the calf and have her bred, and that calf is now in the herd as a milking cow, you know, it's about 3 years in length. So we think that some of this is coming from the decisions that have a time lag on them.
If people are aware of these cycles, is there anything they can do to help themselves?
We've had a few farms around the country that I think have understood this. They were on top of these cycles pretty early on, and they've had a chance to ride through a couple of them. As an example, when we're going through a low milk price, that's usually a tough time for dairy farmers, but it's also a tough time for a lot of the rest of the dairy industry support structure. So, for example, if you wanted to build a barn during that time, you can probably find a contractor who's willing to work for something less than they would at a time when everybody wants to build a barn. Many of these farms have been building barns during those time periods, filling them with animals, and now they've got all those cows in milk at the time when you're hitting peak prices.
How do you go about anticipating these cycles?
I would forecast that on through 2015 and into 2016, we'll probably hit the trough of this current price cycle.
The logical question to that is, how bad will it be?
Well, that's the real question, isn't it? We don't know all the factors that can be involved in that. And for instance, 2009 was not just dairy producers responding. We had a global recession. You know, there are factors that go well beyond the dairy industry that can impact that. You know, I think that it's going to be low. It's not going to be 2009 low, but I wouldn't be surprised if we're seeing $13 milk again.
We've been visiting with Mark Stevenson, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.